It's the Odium and Dow Review, isn't it?
Yeah. jumped up and excited about the Emmerdale review. I got a bit premature on it, as I tend to be. And you know
as,
what I mean.
As she said,
everyone says that about me. And
yeah, sorry, mate. I wasn't looking at the time.
It's a hell of a preamble, isn't it? Let's just get into Emmerdale.
Yeah, okay, right. Road trip.
Yeah.
There was a road trip. It was now. Remember, Marlon married Jess. Remember
yes, that? I do, because they were he got kidnapped in the back of a van.
All that sort of stuff. Yep. Anyway, he thought, you know what? I'm going to give her a honeymoon.
Sure.
And he really, really thought about it. And her favourite movie is Titanic, right? Mm. So he thought, you know
Lame.
What?
Lame. Sorry.
Shut up.
Oh, really?
It is. It's pretty normie, isn't
always,
it?
Always go for the iceberg. Always go for the iceberg in that movie.
I'm always rooting for the iceberg,
Always, you know what I mean? Anyway.
I mean, you know how the story ends, though,
Yeah, sinks.
And that was it. Anyway. Does it?
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Oh, bummer. I don't want to do this no more.
Sorry.
Anyway, he thought, you know what? I'm going to take her to Belfast.
Yeah.
Because that is where the Titanic was made.
Mm.
And they got a big museum and all that.
Right.
She'll love it. And I was sitting there thinking, really?
Yeah.
We told her she loved the idea of it. She goes, oh, that's really, really fantastic. She loved the idea. Anyway, in the meantime, Paddy, remember Paddy the vet?
Paddy with the leg hair, that's right.
Yeah, he's been thinking about...
Remember the leg hair, Bill?
Yeah.
Getting the leg hair ripped out, the DNA test?
Yeah.
Well, he's been thinking about Beowulf is his father, and he's like following it on Facebook, and guess where he's going to be?
Belfast.
Performing
in Belfast.
Ah.
So anyway, he's going to... So he talks to Marlon and says, right, can I go? And he went, oh, yeah, okay. In the meantime, another character, I've never really spoke to her before, Kerry.
Yeah.
She's Kyle's grandmother. Kyle is Kane Dingle's son.
Right.
This is where we need the family tree diagram.
Yeah.
I've actually
got that.
We should
stick one of these up in the studio.
And she's been trying to get custody of her grandson for ages, because Kane's like up for murder charges.
That's right.
Right.
Sort of
shit. Oh yeah.
Framed, and allegedly up for murder. He's been framed. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Actually, I do. And she finds out her daughter is living in
Belfast.
Right.
Good.
Right.
How convenient for a storyline, isn't it? It's very peculiar.
Yeah. Do you know what? I thought about that the other day.
You're kind of interesting, isn't it?
So anyway, she's talked to Jesse, and Jesse's gone, oh, no. And then when she's found out that Marlon said Paddy can come along, she said, okay, let's all go. Let's go on a road trip.
Right.
So glad they did. It was Emmerdale in Belfast. And all I can say is what a beautiful city.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic. And anyway, so they all get there.
How much do you think the Irish, like, border tourism had in terms of, making it, you know, getting the fingers in the pie and being like, oh, have you got any shots of the cathedral? Or,
do you know, I never thought about that.
Well, I'm just a very cynical person, probably.
Yeah, Chris is in one of those moods tonight.
Thank you, Pearl. I thought it was just me.
Shit.
Anyway, they end up in Belfast, and then Kerry and Jess say, right, we're going to go and look for Amy, which is like Kerry's daughter.
Yeah.
And Marlon and Paddy said, right, we're going to go to the pub and we're going to see like Beowulf and we're going to sort this out, because he's my father and all that. Anyway, it was comedy gold. Turn up at the pub, Marlon and Paddy, full of Irish people, obviously. And
Conor McGregor's there.
Yeah, Conor McGregor's there.
Punched an old whiskey. Dude, punches him out.
Punched him in the head. That's he didn't move because he hasn't got a punch.
You wouldn't say it to his face, though, would you?
Yeah, no, do you know what? I would. Do you know what? Only because I'd fight him, because the money I'd get would sort me out for life.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you're right.
You heard it here first. Right. Rob is throwing down against Conor McGregor. Yeah, Conor McGregor, if you're listening.
I would gladly headbutt his fist 25 times.
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway, they go to the pub, and it was really funny because like Paddy's walked in an Irish pub, that sounds really bad. Anyway, Paddy's walked in and he's mistaken for another wrestler. And all these people are like having a go.
Happens all the time, honestly.
And all of a sudden, they thought we were going to get punched up, and Beowulf's turned up, grabbed the two of them out, and gone like, what is it with you two? You've been following me, blah, 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 blah.
It's like, you're my dad.
And Paddy goes, look,
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, mate, I was just about to say that.
And sorry.
You ruined my effect.
I was just getting really excited, that's all.
Yeah, so Paddy's going, look, I'm not going to muck around. I did a DNA test. You're my dad. And I was sitting there, I was thinking, how would he react? But it was amazing. It was really, really good. And the first thing he said to Paddy is, what's your favourite pie? And Paddy goes, you just found out you're my dad, and that's the first thing you said. And they had a really good chat. They sat on the waterfront in Belfast. Absolutely beautiful. They had a really good chat. And right at the end, Paddy goes, cheese and mushroom. No, chicken and mushroom.
And then he was like, you know, son of mine. Yeah.
but they said,
steak or nothing.
He said, look, you know, like, I loved your mum, but when I found out she was pregnant, I thought it was like your dad's. And I said, look, I still love you, but you got to, like, you know. Mm.
When I found out your mum loved butter chicken pie, I can't believe how
flippant you are with this, man. Like, this is my life. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, right. So that was really, like, my bottom lip was wobbling a little bit.
Oh, I'm
there.
Sorry. Yeah.
In the meantime, you got Kerry and Jess actually meet Amy. They find her, and they say, like, you got to come back to Emmerdale. She said, why? The story why she left because she kidnapped her son.
Oh.
Her son was with someone else. She kidnapped him. And she was on the run from the police. That's why she disappeared. Different actress as well when she came back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you
what. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
No, because Renee from Gang of Four, we're Emmerdale buddies.
Right.
When it started, she went, different actress. Oh, yeah. Fucking. It's not real.
Bitter or worse?
Anyway, so.
No.
Time will tell. Anyway, she's met up with her daughter and said, look, you know, you need to come back. Kane's like looking after like Kyle. Yeah, I'm really worried about him. And she said, look, mate, you know, I've got a life here, you know. She's working in a women's refuge, doing really, really good work. She said, you know, I love what I do. She said, I'm not coming back.
Oh, wow.
So, but will she? I know what the answer is, but I'm not going to say.
She will, won't she, Rob?
But I'll tell you what I love so much was seeing Belfast.
Yeah.
Because I see Emmerdale every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is a beautiful gaff, but I'm looking at both of you then. It's quite good. Not good radio, but. anyway,
looking at us, isn't it?
There's lots of good stuff coming on, and that's it.
Oh, well.
What?
Amazing.
Was it really?
What?
Yes. It always is.
You tell me, Rob.
It was amazing.
Sounded good. Yeah. It sounded like it was a road trip. Maybe they should start making that a regular thing. Maybe they could come down to...
We should go on a show trip to Belfast.
Yeah, we'll do a live tour from Belfast.
Yeah, we should get someone to sponsor us.
Yeah, Dublin. Forget Dublin.
Ireland Airlines, if that exists.
Or we should do like a live tour from Emmerdale.
We've tried. We've gone down that route, do you remember? And they said no. But I said I'm not going to take no for yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's not go down that road too much. Thanks, Rob. As always, highly acclaimed Emmerdale review. An unusual one. Do you think they're going to return to Emmerdale next week and it's just going to be a normal
situation? Well, go back. All I will say is that hasn't finished.
There's still in Belfast. Yeah. Right.
Because we're about 5 months behind, and sometimes, because I'm so sad, I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I see stuff and I think, shit, I wish I hadn't seen that.
It will make you sad, won't it?
But then I feel quite...
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't follow them.
Yeah, but then I feel quite superior because I know.
Can I ask you, Rob, what's your favourite pie?
A steak and mushroom.
Oh, daddy!
Although, I actually had, the first time for ages, I had a steak and cheese pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
I've always
that's
held
what my
back
dad
on
gets.
Because, like, Kiwis have cheese with everything, cornflakes, or whatever.
What?
Do you know what I
mean?
No, I just made that up.
Yeah.
But I actually tried one, and it's really nice.
It is nice.
Mince and cheese was nice as well.
I don't like mince and cheese. Steak and cheese. You guys know the Makatu pies? They're from Makatu down the Bay Plenty. Well, they're everywhere, Chris. their steak and cheese pie.
Just gave you a glance there.
Their second cheese pie is.
Okay.
It's good.
So, okay.
I'll bring you one. I'm going to bring you one next week.
Okay, Finn, what's your favourite pie?
I definitely want to try a chicken and mushroom now because I don't think I've actually ever had that.
No, neither, actually.
But,
Dingle thing or?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get in the family.
I really don't know who my dad is now.
No, I'd have to go for a.
I hope he's not listening. I'm freaking out.
I'd go for probably like one of the butter chicken ones, something a bit weird.
No, you sicko, get out of here. That's it. No.
Emmerdale.